Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
The Agile Brand.
Welcome to Season 6 of The Agile Brand, where we discuss marketing technology and customer experience trends, insights, and ideas with enterprise and technology platform leaders. We focus on the people, processes, data, and platforms that make brands successful, scalable, customer-focused, and sustainable. This is what makes an Agile brand. I'm your host, Greg Kilstrom, advising Fortune 1000 brands on MarTech, marketing operations, and CX, best-selling author and speaker. The Agile Brand Podcast is brought to you by Tech Systems, an industry leader in full-stack technology services, talent services, and real-world application. For more information, go to teksystems.com. Before we get started, I wanted to let you know that my latest book, Priority is Action, 7 Principles for Better Strategies, Decisions, and Outcomes, is now available. In it, I give ideas and insights for leaders and teams that need to make meaningful progress on their priorities. After all, our priorities are what we do, not what we say we'd like to do. You can find Priority is Action on Amazon or learn more on my website, gregkilstrom.com. Now let's get on to the show. We are here at Medallia Experience 2024 at the Wynn in Las Vegas, and there's a lot of exciting announcements we've been seeing, plus a chance to hear from leaders at Medallia as well as their customers about where the world of customer experience is heading. Today we're going to talk about AI and its role in creating and delivering winning customer experiences. To help me discuss this topic, I'd like to welcome Simonetta Turek, Chief Product Officer at Medallia. Simonetta, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Greg. I appreciate being here.
Yeah. Looking forward to talking about this with you. And great job this morning at the keynote. And so let's get started with you giving a little background on yourself as well as your role at Medallia.
Sure. So I joined Medallia about 3 months ago. Prior to that, I was at Twilio and I was responsible for the customer experience product division. And before that, I was at AWS and AWS support. It's been a long journey in my career. I say I have a love-hate relationship with the space of CX. And I started in CX at Genesys in the contact center space about 20 years ago.
Got it. Okay, great. Well, yeah, so let's dive in here. We're going to talk about several of the exciting product announcements made here at Medallia Experience. And there are 4 AI-related announcements, and I'd like to talk a little bit about each with you. So I'm going to name each and then, you know, just kind of ask you to talk a little bit about them. So let's start with Ask Athena, which seems really exciting for its data analysis features and its conversational interface. Can you talk a little bit about, you know, what is it and maybe give a few use cases?
Sure. Yes, Ask Athena is one of our Gen AI solutions that we've just unveiled, and it is basically your QA engine, right? So you're able to ask questions about your business in just simple, plain language, right? The same way that today you can go on Google and ask questions and gives you the insights into your business. It's very much focused on really synthesizing the right information for you. And we envision it as a tool that really can help both analysts and operators really understand what's happening in their business at the moment, but even potentially looking at trends and so on. So you saw this morning the use case about Julian looking at the business and what was happening and the product positioning in the stores and why that was not working very well. But we have similar use cases where, for example, you could be somebody that is a mortgage broker, right? And you want to understand which one of your agencies is doing well or not. Perhaps you saw a dip in NPS scores. You can ask follow-up questions about why in this region, what's different, what are the top accolades that other regions are getting that are promoting, you know, their scores higher. So it really is a very interactive tool that allows you to really get deep into the business, and so that you can get to that, you know, analysis can take a very long time. So the ability to really synthesize that information quickly is important because also then you can follow up with the right actions.
Yeah. I thought the demo was really interesting because, you know, it's that conversational interface. Instead of, you know, having to go through menus and trees to ask the right query string of, you know, if this, then that statements and stuff, it's just, it's a chat interface.
It's very hard. And we hear from our customers, you know, sometimes that analysis piece, first of all, it requires a specialized skill set, but those people that have those skill sets are generally oversubscribed, right? So the ability to really bring that data and sort of democratize it, right? And obviously you can put controls around access to that data depending on who the employee is, but the ability to bring that forth to a much broader audience is one aspect of it. The other part of it is speed.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So the next announcement is intelligent summaries. Can you talk a little bit about that? You know, what is this? And I know this is geared towards frontline employees in addition to others, but, you know, what does it allow them to do?
Yes. And it's both frontline employees and sort of the supervisor set. It really is this capability that lets you summarize the experience, right, and really understand what needs to pop up and come to your attention, right? And it can be at the individual record, at one person, or if you're a supervisor, and you want to understand, right, is there some repeating pattern that I need to understand, right? Or is this word, you see it come up a few times, and you say, okay, what percentage of my calls, of my interactions, right, reveal that there's complexity, right? Or there's a bad product issue. And it really pops up. Again, it's all about that speed, the synthesis of that information so that you can actually act on it.
Nice. That's great. Employees have a lot of responsibilities and are being asked to continually do more with less, it seems, you know, whether that's hiring freezes or just, you know, increased operational efficiency and things like that. So Smart Response, another one of the announcements, seems like a great way to accelerate customer communication without sacrificing quality. Can you talk a little bit about that and how it can be used?
Yes. So Smart Response is a fantastic tool. And for somebody who spent quite a bit of time in the contact center business, both on the product side, but also on the operations side, it's really hard to customize and personalize those communications with customers, right? It really takes time. So if you're the frontline employee, the customer service employee, you really need to read every detail of an interaction and really go deep and sort of pick out the nuggets of what's important. So customizing that communication, even with standard forms, takes time, right? To really pick out what's important, get the right tone, right? Spelling, and so on. So from that frontline employee perspective, this speeds everything up because it really does summarize, it picks out all the key elements. Then you can still go in and, you know, personalize it even more and offer something to the customer. And what, you know, we've had some pilots with some customers already, and what we hear back is not only, right, supervisors love it because there's quality, right, in what's being offered to customers, there's consistency, but it definitely catches spelling mistakes, right, writing the customer's name properly. It gets the right tone, right? One of the things we heard back is that it really gets that empathy and that tone more accurately. And more important than that, the frontline employees actually like it a lot. The response on that is because it helps their job. It really helps them focus then on really truly getting to that next level of personalization without all that time digging, right? Really digging to getting it right, which is, you know, as many of us who have had experience in the contact center, time is precious. We are asked to do more with less. And so, but not only getting more done with less, but also with a higher quality is really the key outcome there.
Yeah, and I mean, that seems like a win-win in terms of, you know, the employees are happier because their job is, you know, certain things are sped up. They have some control over it still, so it's not completely automated. It's not automating them away. And the customers are happy because they're getting better quality on their end as well.
Absolutely. Right? Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
So the last product I wanted to talk with you about is Themes. Can you talk a little bit about that? You know, what does Themes allow customers to do, and how has generative AI made this an even more powerful feature?
Yeah. Listen, Themes is a fantastic tool, and the key there is getting to insights, right? Insights discovery is really difficult and time-consuming. So the core value of Themes is really being able to look at those core areas and trends, map them, right, and continually track them as trends. But it's really focusing in, you know, analysis. If you know how to ask the questions, then you'll get the data, right? You can get the answer. But with themes, you can go in that exploration, right? It summarizes for you. It tells you exactly what's popping up, and what's relevant, and why. And then you can look at the trends and see, you know, if you're taking actions, are those trends changing, right? Are you seeing that you're going in the right direction? And then eventually, I'm sure what we will see is that new themes pop up, right? So the most important things will come. So it really has that dynamic nature, but it really cuts down on, you know, thinking and understanding the data deeply again, right? Going back to, you know, you don't need to understand all the data structures. It will synthesize for you what is really important and that you as a business need to pay attention to.
That's great. And that also kind of another win-win there in the sense of businesses and people get to be strategic and creative and they can rely on machines to do what machines do well, right? Yeah.
Absolutely. And again, I mean, we view, obviously, Gen AI is the rage right now, but we do believe this is a partnership between humans and technology, right? We don't hear it from our customers that this is going to replace people. Right. It really is what we think is sort of an assistant, right? And in your journey and really understanding your customers, your employees, and then taking the right actions.
If you're like me, it's hard to keep up with all the trends, fads, and critical concepts that marketing and CX leaders need to know about. To help, I've partnered with some of the world's most notable MarTech thought leaders to create the Agile Brand Guides book series. These are short reads, 3 hours or less, on important topics like generative AI, customer data platforms, MarTech infrastructure evaluation, and more. They're available in print, digital, and audio formats, and quickly get you up to speed on critical topics that leaders and aspiring leaders need to understand. Search for Agile Brand Guides on Amazon or go to the Agile Brand Guide website at www.agilebrandguide.com. That's agilebrandguide.com for more. Before we get back to the show, I just wanted to remind you to hit the follow or subscribe button on your app to make sure you get notified when new episodes of this show are available. Now let's get back to the show.
So another big announcement here at Medallia Experience is something called Medallia Agile Research. And I found fan of Agile in general. You know, this is the Agile Brand podcast, so fan of Agile approaches, generally speaking. But could you tell us a little bit, you know, what is this and, you know, what makes it especially timely?
Yeah. So this is our solution for market research, right? And we often talk about, you know, especially in CX programs, you have this focus on your vocal minority, right? You send out surveys, you're listening, but it's those folks that are really vocal, right? But there's also a wide array of customers and consumers that, you know, are leaving signals, right? Or engaging with you in different ways that you may not be capturing. So this really brings in that other dimension of what's really happening with your brand, your service, and so on. So Medallia Agile Research is a market research tool, right? Self-service, because customers are asking for more access to that type of research on their own, right? Traditionally, it's been through engagements, right, with large research companies. They take months, right? And sometimes by the time the research has been done for you, it may be already be out of date or you're not quite sure how to employ it, right? So this allows customers to really sort of self-serve, launch that market research, look at a broader spectrum of signals, right, about their customers, their services, their brands, and then iterate very quickly, right? So they're able to really integrate. So for example, you know, you may be looking at your customer and you understand everything about your customer, but market research could be telling you, well, that demographic, that age group tends to behave this way. So it's an added signal, right, to the way that you're seeing your customer.
Got it. And, you know, you mentioned self-service earlier, you mentioned, you know, democratization of data, of insights and everything like that. Certainly, this seems to be a theme here, certainly something I'm hearing a lot from, you know, from a lot of places as well. So why is this such an important feature, you know, self-service, and you know, what does it enable customers to do more easily?
Yes. And, you know, it goes back to sort of a little bit of the history of the market research field, right? That sort of having those long studies, fairly expensive, and then just taking that time, right? Because the, you know, the communities needed to be assembled, right? The right questions needed to be formulated and so on. This is, this is, you know, customers need those answers faster, right? Yeah. They're in front of customers that demand action now, right? So there's a place for long sort of demographic studies and so on. But sometimes customers just want to, you know, they're looking at their data and they have a question and they want to be able to just go, okay, let me test it, right? Let me test it. Let's go build, you know, the community that we need. Let's bring it out. Let's ask the questions and see if it mirrors our hypotheses, right? So that ability to sort of marry what they're already invested in with CX and Medallia on one side, but then bring a broader spectrum, a broader perspective on their questions and sort of iterate, right? That ability to iterate, right, and refine and get those, you know, so that new signal is important. And that's where the self-service piece comes in, right? It's not going to replace the bigger studies, but it gives you the opportunity to sort of dive in and look at a new dimension of signals.
Yeah, yeah, makes sense. So last topic I wanted to talk about, just wanted to get a sense from you just more generally kind of what you're seeing as far as trends, and certainly, you know, as chief product officers, you know, having a finger on the pulse, so to speak. So AI, you know, it's hard to escape talking about it in many ways. Not that we necessarily want to, but, you know, it's, you know, predictive analytics, generative automation, all of those kind of types of AI certainly have been top of mind. And I would imagine with a platform that like one that Medallia has created, there's nearly endless possibilities of how you could implement AI, right?
Yes.
What's kind of the guiding principles, or, you know, the values that are guiding where Medallia is investing in AI so far?
Yeah, and listen, I think Gen AI in particular, you know, sort of snuck up on all of us,
yeah. Right?
As consumers as well, right? We're learning a lot through it. And so I think, listen, we work very closely with our customers and we listen to them, right? So there's a core sort of AI technology, predictive technology that's been part, right? Text analytics, speech analytics has been part of our platform since, you know, day one.
Right.
So we've always been very interested, right? We're data hungry and data rich. And so it's an important part, but we foresee broad opportunities in AI beyond even generative AI. But generative AI is kind of the focus now. And the way we chose the use cases we chose right now was really talking to our customers, right? And really understanding where, you know, how they were struggling, right? So a lot of data, they were getting insights, but sometimes that took a little bit of time, and they were wondering if they were missing some signals, right? So the ability to, again, sort of add that speed and that accuracy is, you know, what moved us forward. But then it was this collaboration with customers and understanding, okay, what is going to be most impactful to you right now, right? How can we help you? What are the next sort of generation of issues that you're thinking through?
Yeah, yeah. So getting back a little bit to the, you know, self-service and that angle, you know, definitely several of the features that you're focusing on are focused on providing better employee experience to those using Medallia's products. Obviously, that's your customer, but,
yep.
You know, I'm hoping you could talk a little bit about, you know, how you see this relationship between employee experience and customer experience at your, you know, at your clients and their end clients. How does that kind of relationship inform, you know, the decisions you make and what Medallia does?
Yeah. Listen, I think there's going to be a sort of a renaissance between CX and EX, right? It's always been treated a little bit about separately. EX is also very often focused on the broader population, employee population, right? So traditionally, it's really come from an HR perspective.
Yeah.
I think specifically in our case, right, so we're obviously leaders in the CX space, but we see an opportunity to sort of think programmatically about your frontline and that employee experience right there as it interfaces with customers. And there's an opportunity to really sort of focus programmatically on that frontline employee experience. And then how do you bring it together with your CX experience, right? Because there's correlations that we see that, you know, and we're working on this and doing some research and really understanding if a customer is having a bad experience, what's the experience of that, right? Frontline employees serving them, right? Whether it's in a sales or in a, you know, in a post-sales situation, services, right? Is there correlations there, right? Is there a matter that, you know, the product that you're trying to sell is not well specified and they're having problems, you know, you brought it home and you're trying to get it started and that technology is not working, you're calling in, you're trying to get help. But it's likely that actually that lack of information available to customers is probably also lacking to your employees. So you have an added signal there to say your product is difficult to deploy, and you're seeing it from both your customer and your employees, right? So it's time to, right, send out communications, you beef up your documentation, right? So alert your customers, right? So there's really, we're looking at how do you bring these two parts, right, together so that you really get those insights that really benefit. Longer term, listen, all the studies show it. If your employees are engaged, they're activated, right? They feel like they are part of the solution that improves customer success and customer experience. You get better business outcomes. When the two are super segregated, then you see that you're not, right? You're not addressing the core customer experience issues.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Well, Simonetta, thanks so much for joining. One last question before we wrap up. We're here about midway through day one of the conference, but what's been your biggest takeaway so far?
Yeah. Well, thank you for having me, Greg. Yeah. I will tell you, half a day, I was here yesterday as well with some partner and other events. And obviously, a lot of excitement around AI. But more than that, I see really a resurgence in rethinking customer experience. And the ability to really think creatively about signals, as I said, right? Sort of this two sides of the same coin of CX and EX and how we can bridge that gap that's overdue. So a lot of excitement at the conference of really how do we bring these worlds together in the service of really the customer experience and then better business outcomes.
Yeah, wonderful. Well, again, I'd like to thank Simonetta Turek, Chief Product Officer at Medallia, for joining the show. You can learn more about Simonetta and Medallia by following the links in the show notes.
Thanks again for listening to The Agile Brand, brought to you by Tech Systems. If you enjoyed the show, please take a minute to subscribe and leave us a rating so that others can find the show more easily. You can access more episodes of the show at www.gregkihlstrom.com. That's GregKihlstrom.com. While you're there, check out my series of best-selling Agile Brand Guides, covering a wide variety of marketing technology topics, or you can search for Greg Kihlstrom on Amazon. The Agile Brand is produced by Missing Link, a Latina-owned, strategy-driven, creatively-fueled production co-op. From ideation to creation, they craft human connections through intelligent, engaging, and informative content. Until next time, stay agile.
The Agile Brand.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 Dream Beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new Caramel Chocolate Cold Brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.